Shanti. Good morning. Today is Murli. Each day Murli has a special, very, very special injection, medicine, direction, or not only just direction, but spiritual sustenance and method for transformation. According to today's Murli, many points of realization. Even on the path of knowledge, Baba has drawn our attention. Of course, there is always enthusiasm to do service and to explain knowledge to others. Knowledge, Baba says, these are the seeds, but without preparing the land, if you plant the seeds without you plow the land without preparing it with water. In dry land, if you throw the seed, on the top just to put it, it will not grow. It is also mentioned in the Bible that the sparrows picked up seeds and nothing came out. So now, as Baba is giving us the knowledge, understanding that our knowledge, if it is only just something which I have understood and my intellect is clear, but without being yogi, having yoga power from Baba, and my state of mind, see, I am planting the seed in others, but that land is rough land. But what will make it ready? What is plowing the seed, the land, and then planting? So the rain of purity, the power of purity, with my powerful state of being, with yoga power, as much power of purity is within me, and then the point of knowledge I am giving to others, that will touch the soul. That is what it is. Then that seed will grow. And as you are growing, putting it, so purity, some people think that I know, Baba knows how much service I do. Another aspect that it is already fine. I have become a Brahma Kumar. I'm a Brahma Kumari. And I live pure. That purity is not enough. It's a question of we are studying Brahma Kumar, we have become Brahma Kumar and Brahma Kumari. Of course, that vision is changed.
Didi, hum aapko interrupt karte hain. I would like to welcome Didi. Welcome. Aapka ghar hai. It's your home. You come to your home. This is a second room of Madhuban. And you will say Gyan Sarovar. Okay, Gyan Sarovar. Madhuban is Gyan Sarovar, right? So let us give a big hand to Didi. Welcome, welcome all those on the webcast, UK Center, everyone from Europe as well. Everyone is watching. And we've been waiting, counting days. How many days you've been away? How many weeks and months?
11 months now.
Nearly a year, 1 year. So it is such a beautiful thing to say that Didi is the second in line. You know, she's been serving since the beginning here in London, and she carries that aura, that vibrations. Oh yeah, Sucharita, here, come, angel. Sucharita, welcome. She was missing London. Were you missing London?
Yeah,
only she said, only when she arrived to the gates of Diamond House car park that she realized that she misses London. Until then, she didn't realize. So I have to say, she missed all the brothers and sisters here and the whole vibrational energy. And the food, she said, Didi is going to eat everything except chilies. Okay, fine. So it's always nice to have Didi back from Madhuban, and I know it's going to be a very, very fast tour for you, Didi. You will be leaving tomorrow, us from London, going to Oxford, going to be spending 2 weeks in Oxford, and then in between you'll be going to north of England, you'll also go to Midlands, you'll go to Scotland, and then you'll be here on 6th of August. So today and tomorrow, 2 days. So take maximum benefit. Okay. Om Shanti. I don't want to take much of your time. I know you're going to be sharing today's beautiful deep Murli. And so you'll be sharing the insightful churnings of the Murli, today's Murli also. Om Shanti and Madhuban news. We have Madhuban Toli today, Didi? Yes? Madhuban Toli, everybody will get. Thank you. Welcome.
Today I paid the attention that I finished Murli in time. So exact 10 minutes past 7, Murli finished and have started already after announcement the class. So essence repeat again then. Om Shanti. Each Murli has its own power. It's strengthening our stage. It is making us aware the importance of purity. So in Om Shanti, it's not only state of pure peace. But the main thing is I'm a pure and peaceful soul. And that power of purity and peace, that soul is able to have yoga with Baba. Soul, peace means soul consciousness. And purity means the original state, the power of the soul. And so, knowledge we are studying, yoga we have with Baba, and we want to give knowledge to others. But these seeds can grow only when we prepare the land. But it is very interesting we prepare the land of others. How? By the rain of the purity that we have with the power of purity. Then these other souls will grasp that, or the knowledge will grow in them. It will touch them. Without the power of purity, no matter how much exhibitions I explain, lecture I give, seminar I do, service I do, that it would be just like throwing the seed on barren land, dry land, and it would be superficial. It is just like in the Bible. It is mentioned the seeds were planted and the sparrow picked them up and nothing grew. Me superficial land. So we have to prepare the power of purity deep within us with yoga power, and then this godly purity and power, when it is filled in this knowledge, then that benevolence will work for the souls whom Baba wants to touch. And knowledge is given. And in the subject of purity, some people think, today Baba specially said, whether they are living pure or not, God knows. And Baba says, this is ignorance, it is blind faith, and it is wrong to say in this way, whatever I am doing, whether I am doing, becoming impure or I'm doing something wrong or not, God knows it. Baba says, what is connection with it of I know? I don't need to know it. You yourself need to realize it, that are you really performing when elevated actions pure? It is you are creating your own state of being pure. So making aware, it's for my benefit. It's not that out of fear or out of faith or out of blind faith, God knows everything. I do not know, but I know very well. How do I know? As I know, you can also know. It is, I see your character. I see your behavior. I see your state of being. The result in life, I see, and I tell that you are becoming pure. Yes, the last, he's saying, the connecting with purity. Don't just be happy only, I have become Brahma Kumar. I am Brahma Kumari, so I live pure. This is not a destination. To become Brahma Kumar, Brahma Kumari, this is a study. It's an education that you are studying. And this education is to become a divine being, a deity. So your character is divine, virtues are in life, and that main thing is purity. So purity has deep sense, means it is divinity, it is royalty, it's spirituality, it is harmony. Your aim is to become perfect balance in everything. That it is whatever you are imbibing, you are studying knowledge, but at the same time you are having yoga, and through your action, reflection is taking place. That actions are giving the proof. your behavior, your nature, your sanskaras are transformed. And so that is what it is, that you are getting your own result. I don't need to know it. I am teaching it, but with me, not only just that your good, your purity will help others to accept it, but your purity or your carelessness, it is karmic account along with me, is the role of Dharmaraj. I am the merciful Lord. I am father, I am teacher, I give corrections, and I am pleased with the honest, with honesty and truth. But the karma philosophy, Dharmaraj, means what rules? Rules according to the power of truth, the power of righteousness. Righteousness and unrighteousness become visible. And so that repentance at that time, when you have realization, is punishment. Baba said that though it's a kind of real, that you are replaying in a very fast speed, and you are seeing your own karmic account. Because you are bodiless, in bodiless state, in subtle region, Baba does not give any punishment. But in womb, soul experiences punishment. Baba does not come in the womb to punish you. It's your own, at that time, bodiless stage, detached from everything. Past is finished, future is not yet connected, and that the whole real comes in front of you. And that repentance, that pain, is for the short time. But your own righteous consciousness at that time, and how much as detached observer you are. So your righteousness rules at that time. Purity rules at that time. Purity is righteousness. Purity is the power, but that is totally detached from everything. So you yourself experience, and then just like in bhakti, after this sacrifice, they sacrifice human beings also. They sacrifice their physical body. It's not a question of sacrificing physical body, but past is also sacrificed. So it's clear the karmic account, but it starts new because the power of purity. Once again they have to learn. They have their karma start again. But your karma that you carry with you, it has to be now. This is the time when you perform elevated actions in soul conscious stage. And so this is why purity in thoughts, purity in vision, purity in behavior, purity in consciousness. So only service, very good being in service, that is not that it will work for you. So you have to give knowledge. Of course, devotion, knowledge is given to the devotees. Feel the pulse and then give. It is another aspect. Baba spoke about it, that donation of knowledge and donation of wealth. So your wealth, what you give, of course you have been giving donation, but there are many who are able to serve the poor people. And poor people are not poor actually, beggar. Here it means beggar. So beggars collect a lot of money. Practical proof was there at that time. A beggar, he left the body, and is under his seat, 700,000 rupees were found, and he is begging every day. So that is, so wealth that you give, or what you have given, where they have used it, that also comes and becomes an account. If it is misused, if it is used in addiction, if it is used in corruption, so then account comes back to you. So it's purity of karma as well. It is also connection. On one side it is good karma to give a donation, and other side is to understand this connection, that how your money is used. Another aspect was in the Murli that this, some people say that why Baba says it's in drama, we need to come. Now, if you do not come, the world will not exist. You, this world exists, you are here. All these souls are coming, and you come to perform actions, and I teach you now to perform elevated actions, that when you come and perform, then you become, your actions become natural, divine, where there is harmony, and the picture of Lakshmi Narayan is actually the harmonious relationship. And also Mahalakshmi, it's also forearm feeling. So you become goddess of wealth, and you become god of divinity. You become god of spirituality, royalty and purity. But everything depends on the power of not only knowledge, but along with knowledge, is yoga power, and yoga power in every action. Yoga power while having relationship with Baba also, yoga is to experience that joy, and that is possible only when I come and teach you how you should have relationship with me. Your relationship with me makes you pure and powerful. The father, teacher, Satguru, all three relationships at this time. And then your purity and elevated action. As a teacher, I teach you elevated actions. And then actions, again, are the filled with virtues. So your yoga is your purity is making you free from your past karmic account as well, which is called as dying alive. So dying alive means die from the old sanskaras, impure sanskaras, impure vision, impure behavior. So that karmic account are the bondage that you incinerate or you cremate. If your old sanskaras are not cremation has not taken place, and they are coming back in action, it means the ghost is coming back. Because just like when cremation takes place, it's not that your body is cremated, but your body conscious actions that are performed through body consciousness, that means dying alive. That identity of the actions that expressed to you in the form of sanskara, in the form of behavior, in the form of attitude, that should not appear again. If they appear, consider then that you are possessed by the ghosts of Maya. So Baba's exorcists, that he removes that ghost by making you bodiless. And that bodiless stage, yoga in bodiless stage, filled with love, filled with faith, not that God knows everything and I perform good action or bad action. You should know yourself and become teacher of your own, perform that action with that right understanding. Then that action, realization and clear consciousness will transform you, will touch you as well to perform elevated action, because it's not action, not only physical action. Physical action change only when in soul consciousness these my three powers of the soul, because soul is Karan Karavan Karanhar, and my elevated consciousness of what I am becoming, a divine being, and I am child of God, Master Almighty, authority, the world benefactor. This pure consciousness is kingship. So this king consciousness making the soul conscious means mind, intellect and sanskaras. Unconscious means expression. Conscious means communication. Conscious means recognition and realization. So your mind, intellect and sanskaras, when these three are active, so mind, manmana bhav is with Baba, yoga of the intellect is with Baba, and actions are performed with this consciousness, a benevolent being. So then this your karmindriyam, your karamchari, in your present kingdom, your karamchari, your subjects will do the work. And when your subjects means your these karma sense organs, they are performing actions, but with the power of being a king, a soul conscious. So you are king, Raj Yogi. But then your king, your sovereignty is based on how much divinity you have. Not only you became Brahma Kumar and Brahma Kumari, but you are keeping an aim of becoming the sovereign. And self-sovereign means the sovereignty in mind, intellect and sanskaras. And that performs elevated actions. Then whatever you will do, it will touch the souls, because being pure soul conscious, with knowledge, not with blind faith, not with ignorance, not with misunderstanding, not with stupid intellect, heavy brain, egocentric, because then impurity, we know, it's not only the lust, but impurity in the most subtle level are the other vices. Ego is most deep, subtle and strong, subtle impurity. And so soul consciousness, God consciousness and divine consciousness, these three when are together with that purity, soul conscious, God conscious and divine consciousness, deity conscious, my aim and object, that inspires me to perform elevated actions. And then this is why, how this drama works. And then a point, drama, why is this drama? Baba says if this drama is not there, the world will not exist. This drama means your existence become important. You are coming actor here. If your existence finish, then drama will finish. But you make drama. So this is why perfect purity, perfect peace, perfect love is the main thing. All virtues have to be in that. Not only just celibacy, but at the same time, peace, love, purity, happiness, benevolence, godly power, purity has to be there. Not only soul conscious purity, purifying others with this detached stage bent and right understanding. Om Shanti. This Madhuban Toli is Vegan Toli. After seeing which Toli we should take, everything either it has dairy or it is wheat. So this is seed Toli. Seeds to reach the seed stage. Om Shanti.